Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey guys, it's me, Corinne. I got a new podcast on Podcast One called So Random with me, Corinne. Tune in for the good, the bad, the ugly, and even embarrassing. Peen your pants convos all the way, unfiltered, oh yeah. Download new episodes every Thursday at PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe at Apple Podcasts.
Hey everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Another day in the world of parenting.
Ugh. I was in a good mood 5 seconds ago, but I looked down and there's all these texts that Natalia's getting picked up from school. She doesn't feel good. You got to be kidding me. So she was sick right after Thanksgiving. She never went back to school since Thanksgiving. So she missed a whole week because she had a fever. She had a fever for like 7 days. Then she started feeling better, and then she went to her 1 week trip to Pali Mountain. So she has not been to school. Today is her first day back to school, and it's literally only been 2 hours, and she's getting picked up to go home. What the fuck? Come on. Suck it up. You sucked it up at Pali Mountain, girl. You can't suck it up at school. You were fine.
I'm wondering how she contacted – how did the other mom find out that she needs to come home?
And, because I'll tell you
– And shouldn't she have cleared it with you?
I mean, they know that she is cleared. She is on my emergency contact list,
right?
The other mom. And she just so happened to be there to pick up her son who has a doctor's appointment.
Oh, so maybe so Natalia was in the office?
Yes.
And like she was waiting for them to call you?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
And so I don't know.
Where is she going to bring her?
Well, she's bringing her home to
Your house?
Nobody. She's going to bring her to her house, and Olga's on her way, who's also sick, to pick up Natalia. Yeah.
Well, I want to hear what happened when you picked up Natalia, because you were a little bit upset. Remember, you'd had a little argument with Natalia before she left for her trip.
Yeah.
And then you hadn't really talked to her, and she was giving you a little ice.
Attitude, yeah.
Little tude before she left, and you were feeling.
I felt bad.
We recorded the day you dropped her off, and you were feeling a little bad.
Yeah.
And I said, by the time she gets home, that will be so far in the past.
It was. Yeah. And I overcompensated when she got back. What do you want to do? You want to go get a mani-pedi? It was so nice.
But they don't – I think like kids are different. They start building new memories.
Right.
And they're like – they reset back to when things were fine. Yeah. But we're like still frozen in time from when we dropped them off.
Right. Right. Which is a nice thing because then they don't hold grudges. They don't really hold grudges.
No.
Not for very long. That's for sure.
No.
Well, especially if
not like
you don't
want
to bite the hand that feeds you either. You've got to rely on us.
Right.
So you better be nice.
Right. We're all powerful.
Yes.
Well, we're gods.
We'll talk.
Keep it that way.
We'll talk about that after we do. Let's tell people about Brooke Lennon.
Oh, my God. Well, what – you know who's the boss of me? Brooke Lennon.
Really?
Because I really like their sheets.
Because you like to be in bed. Ooh, I got something to tell you. I got a good show to tell you about.
Oh, yes. Sheets are such a great gift for the no-getter in your life.
That's right.
You know? They're soft. They're luxurious. And you can lay in them for hours and hours and hours, and they still feel fresh. And how do I know this? Because I have a set of Brooke Lennon.
I have them for Sunny, Natalia, and for us. And I think I'm going to get Olga a pair of sheets for Christmas.
Ooh.
Yeah, that'll be a nice Christmas gift.
She'll love that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're great. And they have beautiful colors.
They do. I have the smoke, and it's my favorite.
Awesome.
Here's the deal with Brooke Lennon. It's better than going to like a store like Bed Bath & Beyond because you can get higher quality for a lower price.
Right.
Because they sort of cut out the middleman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I love about this company.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
the high-end bedding is marked up by more than 300% by the time it gets to the store. Did you know that? But Brooke Lennon cuts all that out.
I didn't know that.
They cut that out.
So what a great holiday gift for somebody. I know a lot of our listeners have already bought sheets from Brooke Lennon and had a great experience and love them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be some of those people, Brooke Lennon has an exclusive offer just for you. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code FCOL. At brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also,
let's also talk about Omaha Steaks.
You know what? I hear commercials for Omaha Steaks on other podcasts or the radio,
right.
And I'm always like, yep.
Yep. But you guys use the promo code FCOL.
Of course. Of course. But I'm always like, I'm always amazed at how much stuff you get from Omaha Steaks
for such
a low price.
Because
mm-hmm. just think about it. If you went to a place like California Chicken Cafe,
Nagapoyo Loco?
I was trying to use a different example because just a regular meal for our family is like upwards of like $50.
Oh, totally. Oh, hell yeah.
At least $10 a person.
Yes.
This is like food for a month.
Right.
For
and
$50.
You can
bucks.
Keep it in the freezer. It lasts a long time. Our freezer is packed with Omaha Steaks.
Here's what you get with the big gift box from Omaha
Steaks.
You get two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, and that's not all.
There's
four
more.
Potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus four additional kielbasa sausages for free.
Wow.
Here's what you want to do. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter our code FCOL, and get a 75% savings. You get that $49.99 gift box. Lynette gives this gift to people that she actually cares about.
Yeah, I do. Give Jimmy, give Daniel Callison, Dixon, baby doll Dixon.
If it's good enough for those people, it's good enough for you.
Yeah, it's good
That's
stuff.
What we're saying. Omaha Steaks.
Yeah.
Okay, back to our show.
Well, so let me tell you something about Natalia. So I felt bad, and she has just – she has this way of – and I think I'm sure Adam's talked about it on his show. She grinds you. And she's got so much energy. What are we doing? Where are we going? And she'll just keep grinding and grinding and grinding and grinding. And then you finally just, want to go, okay. So she doesn't know how to reel it in. And so the two of them came back. Okay, they had a great time. They're telling us all about it. And they're interrupting constantly. And I'm like, okay, this is how we're going to do it. Natalia, you get 10 minutes on the clock. Sunny, you get 10 minutes on the clock.
Oh, my God. I have totally done this.
This is ridiculous because you guys are fighting. Oh, no. Let me tell. I want to tell. So Natalia gets goes. She goes first. And he interrupts once in a while. But for the most part, that goes well. Everything's fine. But then they start. First of all, they're overtired and they're hungry. Then they start in with Sonny later on in the day. We went out to dinner with Adam, and Sonny was like – they were saying one story about how they were doing this challenge, this rope challenge. And Sonny was like, Natalia was annoying me all week. She kept going, Bubby, every time she'd see – Natalia is very hands-on-y and she's handsy and she's a hugger and she – You know, so she grabs Sonny when she sees somebody that she loves, like one of her loved ones. So, by the way, they were in the same day group together. They got put in the same day group, which is very strange. They never put Sonny in Natalia.
Yeah, that is weird.
So I think it was kind of a random thing. But so they were in the same day group together, but they had their own friends anyways.
Right.
So – But he was like, every day she'd come up to me and she'd go, Bubby, and she'd squeeze me and hug me. And I go, get off, and he's a boy and he's just like, get off of me. Stop. And for the most part, he's like me. He'll take it. And then he just explodes. And he was telling us about that. And then she was like, that's not true. I wasn't bothering you. And he's like, and then you were singing If You're Happy and Clap Your Hand, and you kept singing it over and over, and even your friend Gabby was like, enough already. And she was like, she was like, no, she didn't. She wasn't talking about me. She was talking about the other kid that was singing it and blah, blah, blah. And they're arguing. She's like, that's not true. And then she starts crying, and then he's like, can I just say something? And he's like – and then he starts to get teary-eyed, and he goes, she just keeps going and going and going and going, and she doesn't stop. And the – She's like, why are you crying all of a sudden? Because she left the room and she came back. And she's like, why are you crying? And he's like, because you're so fucking annoying. He didn't say fucking, but he goes, because you're so annoying. And he screamed it at the top of his lungs. And Adam came in and I was like, all right, everybody, calm down. Chill. And they're both crying. They're both in tears. This is the next morning, by the way.
Right.
And he's like, I said, and I hugged Sonny. I'm like, Sonny, I understand that feeling where you that breaking point. And I said, and I hugged Natalia, and she's like, she keeps saying that she's the troublemaker of the family. And that Sonny tells her that all the time. You're the troublemaker. You're the troublemaker. And he's like, well, and so she kept saying that. And he's like, well, then stop getting in trouble and then you won't be a troublemaker. And Adam is like, Natalia, you push people's buttons, then it makes her even more.
Right.
He starts to try to explain to her how she's got that motor. And he's like, I understand because I got that kind of motor too. But sometimes it's overwhelming to people. And that only makes her even more upset. You know, she's all she's hearing is, yeah, you're a troublemaker. And that's not what he was saying. But it's just, and then she goes, I'm going to my room. She goes in her room. She goes to the door. She's crying. And then.
Because she's hearing that she's difficult.
Right. She is, though.
Right.
You know?
It's hard, though, speaking as somebody who is labeled difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard because you will carry it forever.
I know.
And you'll always think of yourself as difficult and that you're a burden and that people have to put up with a lot.
Right.
And it's like a, you know, it kind of feels like you're unlovable.
Right.
If you really take that in.
My
childhood was 100 times different than hers.
Right, right.
But I'm saying I wasn't getting also positive messages. And Natalia gets tons of positive reassurance.
Right.
So I'm not saying she's going to have that like me.
Right.
I'm just saying it's something to be aware of.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a problem.
She's felt that way since day one. Like she's always – because like if Sonny's getting attention, she jumps in the middle and like she just – well, if Sonny's in trouble, she's like, will you talk to him? Talk to him. Like she wants Sonny to get in trouble. She's constantly like – this whole weekend she was just like, will you go talk to him? He's being mean. He's not saying the truth. That's not what happened on the trip and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, you know, and I talked to Sonny. I said, Sonny, you cannot say that kind of stuff to her. That's not nice. That's not true, first of all. And he's like, it is true. She gets in trouble all the time. I go, well, Sonny, it's not your job to regulate, okay? If she's upsetting you and she's bothering you, fine, then you tell us. But don't start telling her stuff that's not true. And
I'm sure it was not helping at all how tired they were.
No.
Right?
Right. But they had a night. They went to bed and they had a good night's sleep.
Yeah, but still.
I know. They were.
They're like, go, 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 go.
Mm-hmm.
They make them wake up really early on these trips.
Mm-hmm. They went to bed at like 10:20, Sonny said. I don't know why 10:20 was the number, but he's like, our captain. What do you call it? Instructor. He was like, he told us lights out at 10:20. So, but yeah, they were, and they're on the go constantly. So,
right.
They were very tired. And it didn't help that they didn't really eat breakfast yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I made her breakfast.
What would Vinny say to that?
I don't know. I made eggs, though. Sonny got to have Lucky
Charms.
I just had
oatmeal this morning. Vinny would like kick down the door.
I know.
No, not Vinny. Adam would. Adam would be so angry right now.
Yeah. Well,
oatmeal and berries.
He got over it because Sonny was eating Lucky Charms. And I was like, and I bought them too, by the way.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. How do you like them?
So
apples.
Rebellious.
I know.
You're so difficult.
And he was like, Sonny was like, I want Lucky Charms, but I don't want Dad to get mad. And I go, who cares? Have your Lucky Charms. And then Adam walked in the kitchen and he's like, he's like, Mom said I could. And Sonny Adam started laughing. He's like, I don't care. Eat your Lucky Charms. He's like, you need protein. If you want to grow, you have to have some protein. But, Natalia is just – she pushed Sonny to the limit. But I know that feeling because my mother used to do that to me too. And she would get on my nerves so bad and I would like just scream at the time, leave me the fuck alone. Like it was just – I know that feeling and – I saw it welling up in him, like his eyes, his tears. And he does take so much from her. I mean,
I know. And like, think about it. She pushes your buttons too.
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting to look at life now as the parent.
Yeah.
Because she pushes your buttons. And in some ways, it probably reminds you of your mom.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really her fault.
Right.
That she's bringing up that feeling in you.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, and then it's so hard because then you have to like figure out a way to override it in your brain and you're like, oh my God, I feel so guilty. Like, why am I disliking my child right now? But they're making me, it's like
I know.
Old feelings.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I totally relate to that.
Yeah.
Like Elby,
mm-hmm.
and it's interesting because, you know, I like hopefully my kids will never listen to this podcast. But Elby doesn't push any buttons in me.
Right. Neither
like, does Sunny. Because she's very different from me, personality wise.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Not at all like me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I enjoy her.
Yeah.
Like I would enjoy a friend. Like I love her, obviously, but I also just enjoy her because she's very easy for me to be with.
Do you enjoy the other two?
Well, yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. I do. I love them. Like,
of course. Yeah.
But Xander pushes certain buttons in me too.
Mm-hmm.
It has something to do with he's very, very – it's not even that he's sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even explain what it is, but he sometimes has some qualities that make me tense and anxious and
I don't know what it is. He always has to be right? Because Sunny has that.
Yes, he does do that.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, that doesn't bug me as much. You know, this is going to sound terrible, but it's like he has a neediness that I recognize from myself being a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't get enough like attention or affection it makes me want to go like stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
And then I feel awful about myself cuz it's like this thing where I'm like no like
exactly.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I go like, "Oh my God, he just wants affection and love and hugs and like I don't know
and
why.
The more
like,
you
and
give,
when Elby
the more...
comes up and goes like, "I need a hug" or whatever, I like love it. I melt.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about it. It does. It reminds me of this like naked need of like it's not going to be enough. It's never going to be enough.
Right.
And I know it is. I don't know. Sometimes with Xander, I think I get scared because I feel like I want to – how do I put this? This isn't like really good podcasting. But
no,
it's like I want to make things better for him and there's a part of me that's like I feel like I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can't fix it. So then I just want
–
Like, I know.
Right.
I just want this problem to go away.
Right.
And then it's like every time I see him or he's sad or I – like it reminds me that I can't – like, I don't know.
Fix it. And so it kind of
pushes some buttons in me for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I have to like have a break or go to the gym or just like.
Right. That's how I am with Natalia. Like there's, you know, I have to say at this age, I'm enjoying this age because I do love spending time with both of them together and individual.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like the day that Jody came over, it was the night before they left. I probably shouldn't have had her come over because I love when Adam's out and it's just the three of us. And then we do whatever. We go out to dinner or whatever. We'll go to a movie or we'll stay home and watch whatever we want to watch. And I wanted that kind of evening. And I realized, like, by Jody being there, like, so I went and took a shower to just relax to get away. And Jody was in the middle of making Natalia tea and I came out and she was making her tea and what can I get? And I was just like, I kind of just wanted her out. You know, I just wanted to be alone with them. And so I do at this age, I am enjoying – when Natalia was younger, it was very hard for me. I would get sometimes so overwhelmed, like it would give me a stomach ache. Like I just like – because she just wants so much from you. And she was younger, so she didn't know how to regulate. And she's regulated a lot, but she still doesn't. Like, she doesn't have boundaries, you know?
Right.
And so I just – it's just been so – it's hard. But she's been going to therapy, which I think is helping. But her therapist has been gone for the last few weeks. But I don't know. It is who she is, and I kind of accepted it and just – I mean, it's a, you know, she's got good, she's got, it's great, there's a lot of great qualities to her, but I'm her mom, so there is always going to be buttons getting pushed in me, you know, but with Sunny, it's like, so I love spending time with Sunny when it's just the two of us. Like, we went to Old Town Pasadena and went to the Mac store, and then we went and had a hot dog, and we're sitting there, and he's like, there was a song playing, and he's like, I hate this song. I go, me too. You know what song it was? I got I keep you up all night. I want to keep you up all night. And then they're funky. And then they're funky. You know that song I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
And then like all night to get funky. And up all night to get funky or something. Yeah. Up all night.
Yes.
Up all night.
It's, it's with I think it's Bruno Mars and somebody else.
Yeah.
With somebody else.
I thought it was Bruno Mars, and I Googled it, and it didn't say Bruno Mars.
Google those lyrics, and we'll know
up
who
all
it is.
Night.
Up all night to get
up all night.
Just Google up all night to get. It's I forgot the name of the band, but as soon as
to
you
get
say
lucky,
yeah.
Oh yeah, that's Pharrell and Daft Punk.
Yes.
I like that song.
I fucking hate that song. It gets on my nerves. And they were sitting there eating a hot dog, and it was playing in the right. hot dog shop. And we're sitting there, and it's quiet. And he's like, I hate this because we do this all the time with Adam in the car. Like Adam's like, you guys don't like this song, do you? Or, this is a great song. And he's like, I hate this song. I go, me too. He's like, I don't know why. I go, I know. I don't like it either. But so we – I don't know. I love taking him to his games and his practices and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I have like that whole thing with Sonny that I love.
Right.
And he doesn't do anything to push my button. Like
– that's how I feel about Elvie.
I know.
I love going to all her games.
Mm-hmm.
She's super fun.
Yeah.
She's like hanging out with a friend.
Yeah.
Like a fun friend. She's
yes.
the same as – she has – totally has my sense of humor.
Yeah.
She deadpans jokes to me
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She's sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
She like she completely always knows when I'm joking.
Yeah.
Which a lot of my even good friends don't know when
I know.
I'm joking. When I have a deadpan when I say something sarcastically
mm-hmm.
and but I say it really seriously,
mm-hmm.
Elvie always knows when I'm joking.
Yeah.
And she'll keep the joke going with me. Like
mm-hmm.
she'll say something right back in the
mm-hmm.
same deadpan voice. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, she's mm-hmm. the best. So
I know.
Fun.
It's so that's this age. Like they're both of them are the same.
And Elvie's up for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever you suggest, she's
yeah.
never the kid that's gonna go, I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Whatever you suggest, if it's like, hey, do you wanna go want to come to the grocery store with me? Or if I say I'm going to run to Gelson's or whatever, Elvie will be like, I'll go.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
just everything's fun with her.
Right.
Whereas Xander, he's more of a 10-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I don't relate to 10-year-old boy. Like, I adore him.
Mm-hmm.
He's really funny. He's really deep.
Mm-hmm.
He does make me laugh. But, like, he draws cartoon strips about farts. Like,
that's a boy.
That's not my sense of humor. Like,
right.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Sadie is really fun. Like, Sadie's getting more and more fun.
Right.
She's I almost was going to say, like, she's more and more like Elvie. She's very different than Elvie. She's
mm-hmm.
much quieter.
Mm-hmm.
But she's –
She's getting more.
She's funny too, and she likes one thing I really love about Sadie.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to like be alone with her to bring it out because she'll
mm-hmm.
let the other two kids will overwhelm her
mm-hmm.
personality.
Yeah.
But when you're alone with her for a period of time, you get so much good stuff
mm-hmm.
from her. Like
mm-hmm.
she's first of all, she knows a lot about fashion,
mm-hmm.
and she's funny. Like I'll go shopping with her. She's the one I want to know like what she thinks.
Right.
Like I'll show her a shirt, and she'll just give me that like no,
mm-mm.
mom.
Right.
And she's only 10. Like
yeah.
she just turned 10.
Yeah. yeah.
She's funny that way. She'll
yeah.
be like no.
Yeah.
And I trust her more. Like Elvie wants to please me more,
right.
so she'll be like, yeah, it's cute.
Yeah.
You know.
Sadie
yeah. will be like, no, mom,
yeah.
that's not cute. She'll be like, I think that looks too old for you,
uh-huh.
or that looks like or too young.
Yeah.
And she'll tell me. And she'll be like, that's not your style, mom.
Yeah.
Or I don't
yeah.
like that color. She's just funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. They're all their different personalities. But it's been a challenge. And I can't tell also if it's Natalia's hormones. You know, I'm sure that has a lot to do with it. But she's so like – she's been so dramatic.
Yeah, that's hormones.
And it takes a trigger to bring it out. She's not always like for the most part she's you know she's fine. She comes home. She has whatever. But there'll be something that once something happens to her, then it's like oh woe is me, and she cries and she's the victim and blah blah blah. And it's just like ugh. And that's yeah. That was like the night before she left. It was awful. But we had a nice weekend. But like yesterday, I said, you want to go get a mani-pedi? And then she was like, Olivia invited me over to meet their new puppy. I want to go see it. And I was like, okay. So I dropped her off. then she's like, but can we go with Olivia and go get a mani-pedi? And I'm like, oh, okay, but I got to get some work done. Then she comes back. They get dropped off back to my house, the two of them. And then there's a place like up the corner. She's like, I called and I made an appointment for the three of us at 2:30. And it's 2:10. I'm like, Natalia, I'm in the middle of doing laundry. Like 2:30, I'm not ready. And she's like, all right, well, 2:45? I was like, oh, you know what I mean? So she's just like, okay, let's go. You want to do it? As soon as she has a plan, it's, she wants to execute it immediately.
Right.
And it's like, dude.
But that's because you made the mistake of being like, yeah, we'll go after.
Yeah.
My kids do that too. But, and you're like, but no, but you don't understand how moms work.
I know. It's not,
that means later.
Right, exactly.
That means like maybe 5.
Right.
Right before dinner.
Yes.
And while we're out, we'll grab something to eat.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But – I had them walk. I go, you guys just walk and I'll meet you there. And then I'm not going to get my mani-pedi. You guys do it. I'll go across the street, go grocery shopping, and I'll come back.
Oh, my God. Exactly.
Done. Okay. So I want to tell you about some shows that I discovered over the weekend.
Okay.
But you want to talk about Ethel M. Chocolates?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
It's the holiday season.
Tis the season to get chocolates. Listen, they have all kinds of different stuff, not just for yourself, but for coworkers or teachers. It's the perfect gift. They come in such cute little tins and such cute packaging that you don't have to wrap. It's all nice and done. They have a peppermint bark gift box.
Yeah.
They have the advent calendar.
These are great gifts for, like, if you want to send something to, like, your office mates or for teachers, yeah, or for like a whole group of people,
yeah,
send them a box of chocolates,
yes,
of chocolates, yeah, Ethel M, and they taste delicious.
Yeah, they're delicious. Stephanie and I have had them.
Yeah, and they look, the gifting, the boxes are really pretty, and yeah, they have holiday flavors like pumpkin pie, eggnog, and pecan pie. I love that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go to ethelm.com and use the promo code FCOL to receive free shipping on your order. That's ethelm.com. Use FCOL and get free shipping. Great gift idea for you.
Nice.
Also, HelloFresh.
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 Convenient, simple, fresh, obviously.
Flexible.
Yes, flexible.
What this is it's a meal in a box. And you're going to love how easy it is to make.
Mm-hmm.
Can make all these dishes in like 30 minutes or less.
20-minute meals they have too.
Oh, and 20 minutes or less.
Yeah.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. I made it sound a lot longer than it actually is.
No, some are 30 minutes, but they have a 20-minute meal too on the classic menu.
Yeah. And for, you know, a lot of people, I don't know, I know Sadie loves to cook with me.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a great thing to like do with your kids.
Yes.
You know, and because the worst part about preparing a meal is going out and buying all the ingredients.
I
hate that part.
Yes. And then you get home and you're like, shit, I forgot the shallots.
Yeah, exactly. And it's such a waste because you're like, oh, I needed like 10 little pieces of shallots and I had to buy all. You waste so much stuff.
Yes.
Not with HelloFresh.
Nope. Not with HelloFresh.
So here's what you want to do. You want to go to
HelloFresh.com.
Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you about. I wanted to give you a couple of examples of some of the meals they have. They have like Juicy Lucy burger with tomato, onion, jam, and arugula salad. That sounds good.
Yum.
Or here's a premium selection. Lobster ravioli and shrimp with tomatoes and tarragon cream sauce. That sounds so good. I want that for dinner tonight.
We had that. Delicious. They sent it. Yeah, we had that. It was so good.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, you want to get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh? Go to HelloFresh.com and enter the code FCOL30. That's a little different than our normal codes. FCOL30 for $30 off HelloFresh. Do it.
HelloFresh.
What were you going to tell me?
So – yesterday was Sunday. Adam took Sonny and his BFF, Jensen, to the Rams game. He got, I don't know, a suite and on the front lines.
Wow, nice.
Whatever, yeah. And Sonny was over the moon. And so actually they were on the the Jumbotron, they handed Adam the microphone and they said, "Whose house?" And the crowd goes, "Ram's house." "Whose house?" "Ram's house." And you see like little Jensen's face on the Jumbotron that
How cute.
It's so cute. And his mom sent it to me. I didn't know. His mom sent it to me. She goes, "We watched this 19 times over and are laughing our asses off because you see Jensen going, 'Whose house?' on the Jumbotron." It's so cute. Anyway, so they went out all day on Sunday. And so that's when Natalia and her friend went to the manicure, pedicure place. And but while she was gone at Olivia's house, I was doing laundry. And I was like, okay, I need a podcast. Do I watch a television show? I need something to listen to or watch while I'm folding clothes. So I found, okay, Reel on the Reel channel, Reel, R-E-E-L-Z, Reel.
Okay, Reels.
Reels. Yeah. They have a show called Murder Made Me Famous.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Betty Broderick.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
with the side of what was another one? That crazy bitch, the one that what's her name?
Smith. Who did she murder?
Susan Smith.
Oh, okay, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That one.
Murdered her two kids, blamed it on a black guy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
The
I'm in.
What's the guy that did the HBO documentary? Robert Durst.
Uh huh. Mm, Jinx. One,
yeah,
yeah.
Jinx. Charles Manson. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's, I think, three seasons.
Murder Made Me Famous. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's another one called Copycat Killers. And everyone is based on a killer that copied something like Dexter. Okay. He wanted to be a serial killer.
Right.
And then there's one, there's a Dexter one. There's even a Rambo one. I mean, there's all these talented Mr. Ripley, like guy that got away with like
faking
his identity.
Right.
So good. I was just like, oh my God, I could watch. Oh, Murder Made Me Famous one with that I watched and I only got halfway through, Jim Jones.
Oh.
It has video.
Can't get enough of that.
I know. Oh, and Craigslist Killer. Hello.
Craigslist Killer?
Yeah. I know. It was like I hit jackpot gold.
Wow.
And it's on demand, so you can just boop. Like, if you have on demand, done. There it is. I was like, oh, my God. How long are you going to be at Olivia's house? You need me to do your laundry? Sure, no problem.
That's how I've been feeling about Dateline.
Really?
Yeah.
I've recorded Dateline, and I watched one.
I watched a good one recently.
With Lester Holt.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Keith. I can't remember. But it was one where it was a guy and his wife got murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And you think at first that the sister did it because she was jealous because the mom was like a crazy mom. Super cray. She took a diamond away. So she had given this diamond to her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then when her son got married to his wife, she decided she wanted the diamond back to give it to him, to give to his wife or fiance.
Yeah.
So she went to the sister's house, took it,
mm-hmm.
took the ring, took the diamond out and replaced it with a cubic zirconia and gave it back to her.
Oh my God.
And when they were asking her, well, that's kind of fucked up. She was like, well, she didn't need it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then the daughter found out.
Uh-huh.
And was really pissed.
Pissed enough to kill?
No.
Mm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not pissed enough to kill. But it was like a good whodunit for a while.
Ah.
Yeah, I won't spoil it, but okay. That was a good one.
Okay. Yeah, I have a bunch of Datelines recorded too. I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am so hooked on the Heaven's Gate.
I know.
Have you listened to that?
Yeah. I'm all caught up.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Then one of our listeners turned me on to one, and I was all over the Reel It In page going,
I saw it.
Heavyweight.
I just downloaded it. I haven't listened yet.
So I started listening to that, and then John, I was playing it out loud next to my computer, and John's like, you like these podcasts where they sound like they're from, you know, public radio or
mm-hmm.
whatever, where they're like very self-referential and
mm-hmm.
with this new interview style where they include themselves and they're part of the story. And I was like, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I guess I do like that. But all – I cried on three different
So what is it?
Episodes
what
of it.
Exactly is it? Because I it's saw a, it's like different
episodes. Okay, it's
episode.
Like a guy. It's mm-hmm. Canadian. Mm-hmm. And he
– A?
He's Canadian, eh? And he finds people who have some kind of a regret or like unfinished business somewhere. And he like facilitates a meeting or Here's an example. Mm-hmm. But this – it's not always people that he's related to. But in the one of his first ones, he gets his dad to reconnect with his with his dad's brother who they've been estranged for years.
Okay.
The dad is 90 and the dad's older brother is 95, lives in Florida. His dad lives in Canada. Mm-hmm. And he basically gets them together to talk, and they have all these things that they're pissed at each other about, like through the years. And they, mm-hmm. and at first, they're both like, I don't know, I don't want to have a relationship with him. Well, if he doesn't want to have a relationship with me, I don't want to have a relationship with him. And, but they go and they fly out, and he reconnects them, and it's just, it's not always like what you think it's going to be. That's
right.
The thing. It doesn't. It's not always like, oh, and then they talk, and everything's all better. It's mm-hmm. just super touching mm-hmm. in a non-forced kind of way. And then there was a girl who went back because she was bullied mm-hmm. in high school mm-hmm. and she was bullied so bad she changed schools.
Aww.
And the day after or a couple days after she changed schools, a group of these girls that had been bullying her came to her door and she didn't come to the door. She saw them out the window and she didn't come to the door, and she'd always wondered like why they were there.
Uh-huh.
Like, were they going to apologize? Were they going to bully her more? And she never knew, and she always had regret mm-hmm. that she didn't face her fear of it that day.
Mm-hmm.
And so they try to track down her. But it's – I'm telling you, I teared up already at like four different episodes
of
it.
Oh, really?
And it's not like over the top. It's not sad. It's mm-hmm. just touch. They're all mm-hmm. touching. And it doesn't over – I don't know. I really, really like it.
And he lets it like just – kind of unfold
yes.
and play out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I guess, I don't know, John, you know, from Duran Duran thought it was a little bit – that he's a little annoying. And then one of our people, our listeners, also thought he finds him awkward and
– The host?
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't. I liked it.
Yeah. I've never really had a podcast host that bothers me. I don't know why. Like, I'm following Somebody Knows Something. So I listened to the first season. Now I'm on the second season. And the first season kind of like petered out. I mean, I followed all the way through because Somebody Knows Something. The little boy got lost
right.
in 1972, and they don't know where – what happened to him. So I was interested. And then
– Wait, is that Jason Whitting or –
It's a Canadian podcast from like the – not BBC but
okay.
CNBC, some right. whatever. But they're Canadian. I think Canadian is a little different. There's like a little different flair with the Canadians.
Yeah.
And sometimes it may bump some people, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I know what I was thinking of. It's In the Dark. That was another podcast that about a boy who went missing.
Is it good?
And they recently found the killer. It was – yeah, it was good. I don't know. I got a little bored.
Mm-hmm. So the second season, though, I'm listening to, but I'm only on episode 3. But it's okay. I mean, it's
– Was that the one – was the second season the one about a girl who was missing?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I liked the host of that one. I got annoyed.
It's the same host of the – yeah.
He goes around – he goes to the town uh-huh. and he interviews people, and he's very like, okay, this is what I didn't like. He really thinks like he's cracking the case, like that he's important. But
yeah.
eventually, like in the episode, a couple of people confess. But – and he thinks that he's – I don't know. I mm-hmm. felt like he was pretty self-important, but uh-huh. I could be wrong. But this could be a different – I could be talking about a different podcast.
This – the mom – is annoying to me, the mom, and I feel bad because it's her daughter that is missing.
Right, right.
But she has like some sort of like speech impediment, and she drives me nuts. And she does tons of talking throughout all the episodes, and it's like
I think I'm talking about a different podcast.
Yeah,
but okay.
But it's, I mean, it's pretty good. Yeah, this guy, he seems like he's just kind of like reporting, like okay, I'm gonna follow this. I'm gonna, you know,
okay,
go to their house, interview them, And nobody is Sword and Scale. Let's be honest here.
I know. And we covered the latest Sword and Scale episode, which I can say because it was the season finale.
Did he tweet it out?
He posted it, and then on the Sword and Scale, I know I didn't get a notification from Sword and Scale that our episode was up. Sword and Scale Rewind, on his season finale episode, we created an episode, and we had Mark Garagos guesting. And I accused him I brought up Scott Peterson and made everything uncomfortable.
He's a wallflower. You had to really get it out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He couldn't wait to tell us about Scott Peterson. Here's what my favorite thing about that was, just to change the subject for a moment. He tried to say Scott Peterson – okay. I said, well, how do you explain that Scott Peterson told Amanda, whatever, his girlfriend, that his wife is missing before his wife was actually missing. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, that's a thing that guys say. Because he's married.
He's cheating on his wife.
That's
what dudes say.
I was like, I have dated a lot of married men. I'm just kidding. But I did date one.
And not that's one horrible. Said.
I was like,
not a
are
one.
You high? That is not a thing.
Yeah.
Who's heard of that?
Yeah.
He goes, they either say, oh, their wife's missing or she's dead. I was like, no, they don't. Maybe if they've killed her. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, he said that. He's like, oh, it's a thing a guy say. They just say, you know, guys say that kind of stuff.
No, they don't.
Their wife's missing. She's missing. Lo and behold, then she went missing.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he said, you got to watch The Lifetime.
Yes, and I still didn't.
Yeah.
He was mad because I didn't.
Yeah, he said, you bet you got it. I'm going to watch it.
It was on Oxygen.
It was on Oxygen or Lifetime?
Pretty sure it's Oxygen.
I thought he kept saying Lifetime, but I don't know.
Well, the Martinis and whatever covered it. Remember Martinis and Murder or something? And I was like, didn't really love that podcast. But then – and they covered it because I believe their Oxygen podcast, and I believe it was Oxygen.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll have to look it up.
Okay. All right.
I'm not a podcast historian. The point is, we did a Rewind episode.
Yes. Yes. We did a Rewind episode, and it's covering the season finale episode, the latest episode of Sword and Scale.
Yes, about this guy who went crazy and murdered some people. And he was schizophrenic.
He ate somebody's face.
He had a psychotic break.
Yeah.
And he started eating people, very much like somebody who would be doing bath salts or flaca.
Flaca.
Which to me sounds like a Mexican dish.
It means skinny.
Like flautas.
Flautas.
Flaca. Do you want a verde sauce on that or corn or flour tortillas?
Kaylin, how do you like your flaca? Rare?
Oh, yeah.
Medium rare? Have you done any bath salts, Kaylin?
No, that one I have not done. And I might say I just went to go get a snack from the fridge to eat. And a potato salad wasn't the right thing to start eating, right, when you started talking about eating faces. So.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just going to put this down for a little while and wait for the conversation to move on.
Okay.
Here's something.
Yes.
So, yeah, Saturday, for Sadie's birthday, I got her – I think I announced this before, but we hadn't done it at that point – Camp Cake.
Yeah.
It was very cute, but it does not go with my no-getter lifestyle. I had to get up. I had to get her up at 7:30, which is, I guess, not that early. But it was days of gathering up all the stuff that we needed. So this is Yolanda Gamp, G-A-M-P-P. It's Cakes with Yolanda. How to Cake It is her YouTube channel.
Okay.
And anyway.
Is she older, younger? Is she like Julia Child? Like, say the gimlets.
She's like probably late 20s, I would say. She's super cute. It's a very cute channel, and she makes these incredible cakes in the shape of like hamburgers and tacos. Like, she makes them look like.
Do you have to buy the cake pans and stuff like that?
Well, I had to buy a certain cake pan with certain measurements, but that's fine.
Right.
But I had to buy like a bunch of stuff that I didn't necessarily have, which it ended up turning out that I didn't really need a lot of the stuff. I overdid it.
But we went to like, handy though, right?
It will come like, in handy. She'll
make
Sadie
it.
Sadie loves baking.
Yeah.
She really
nice.
Does.
That's awesome.
I do not.
I know. I don't
I
either.
Find baking so tedious.
Yeah.
I don't like measuring stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm much more of a cook where it's like, well, I have some sesame
yes.
seeds. If I'm going to make salmon, I'm just going to throw a bunch of stuff on
yeah,
it and
exactly.
hope it's good because I'm going to add salt.
Right.
Salt's going to be my main.
Hope for the best. Salt, butter, garlic.
I don't
done.
Like measuring. I don't like when it's, oh, if you – and if you mess with baking, if you mess up one ingredient, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is Sadie was super excited about it and it was very cute and we had all of our stuff and we made we cooked. We made homemade – we made these things called cakeys. So you had to make every part of it separate. Like, so we made our own frosting. We made the chocolate chip cookies from scratch.
Wow.
We made chocolate. One of the problems was that you're supposed to buy compound chocolate, which I couldn't figure out in different colors. Really,
yeah,
you could just buy
out
melts.
At that point.
But she should have said, just, yeah, you can just get these melts in different colors. So I'm going from store to store. Going,
oh
what the fuck? Compound chocolate? And I'm asking people at the store like a crazy person, like, do you bake? Do you know what compound chocolate, like what?
Well, what the fuck
it's
is it?
It's basically like baking squares of chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay. But it melts better. But finally, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to use chocolate chips.
Right.
I don't know. They're bakeable.
Right.
Well, they work sort of, but if you over microwave them, they get like crunch. It's hard to explain, but some things didn't go as planned.
Mm-hmm.
But we made these – we made all reindeer food and then we had to use
it's
all
cute.
This candy. We made all this stuff and then – but not halfway through it, they take a break. We cooked for like 5 hours.
No.
Basically.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And then I was like, you know what? Like, I'm out. Like, I hit a limit. I hit a wall.
Oh, my God.
My back was hurting.
Yes,
like, my feet was hurting. The kitchen was a mess. I was like, Sadie. I go, there's one more. There was another thing that we had to make. And I was like, I can't do it. And she was like, it's okay, Mom.
Oh.
And I was like, I know, but you've been looking so forward to this. And I'm just like, but we have all this food already.
Right.
We made two complicated things already. And
right.
she was like, it's totally fine, Mom. I'm happy. I had a good day. And I was like, okay, we still have the
great.
Recipe. We can make this in the future. And she was like, I promise you, we're good. So
can you pause it?
Yeah, and I can go back and watch the videos because I paid for it.
Okay.
So we can go back and – but yeah. I haven't mentioned it.
Now, so
– but it was really
did you guys
fun
eat
and
all
cute
of that?
And bonding experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I didn't because I don't really eat sugar. But yes, she brought some to her friends.
That's a thing. Like I always feel like, okay, I'm going to cook. But then there's going to be all this leftover unless you get HelloFresh. And then it's like – then Adam's going to make us eat all the leftovers and none of us like leftovers except for him. He's the only one. So now we're stuck eating these leftovers. And it's just – I always think like, let's just go to a
Puerto Rico. I try to mostly – buy food that I can put in their lunch the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love making fish because I'll put it in the refrigerator and I'll give them cold, like poached, tastes like, you know, cold fish.
Mm-hmm.
They love it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I make stuff that's like you just finish that night, like tacos.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what you mean. I don't make a lot of like, well, I'll make lasagna sometimes, but another one I can put in their lunch
right.
the next day.
Yeah.
I make them eat it the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my favorite on a Sunday night is salami, cheese, bread, olive oil, balsamic vinegar,
that's
tomatoes
great.
Cut up, melon cut up. That's like everybody just keep eating until you're full. And then let's just go watch Impractical Jokers and call it a night.
That's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
I have a suggestion too, which is Trader Joe's app night, which I discovered. So you get – in their frozen section, they have these.
I thought you meant an app on a – okay. iPhone app.
No, like appetizers from Trader Joe's.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
They have a lot of different varieties of like egg rolls. Like they have these Thai egg rolls, Thai lemongrass egg rolls, which are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they make these other ones that are like these chicken egg rolls that are like in a green box that my kids like.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy some little sauces for them that you can have for the next time you do – Trader Joe's app night.
Yeah.
And then they make this spinach artichoke dip that is so easy and really good. It's like comes in like a box, like a little, it comes in a little box.
Mm-hmm.
and you open it up and put it in the microwave for like 4 minutes, stir it around another like 2 minutes, yeah. and it's like great spinach Yum. Artichoke dip that is not as unhealthy as the kind you get at a restaurant.
Right.
It's like, and get some chips, some spinach artichoke cup. I make two of those. And some egg rolls.
Done.
Go to town.
Yeah. That's the best. There you go. Cooking.
We're here to help.
Stephanie and Lynette.
We're totally here to help. I feel like I had one other, like, was it a podcast thing or a TV show?
Recommendation?
Right now, with everything that's going on in politics, I watch politics at night. Like, I'm kind of addicted to, like, seeing everything that happened that day.
Yeah.
Because it's so fast-moving.
Yeah.
That Adam I does. Haven't been watching a lot of, like, outside
stuff.
Like, I get scared to, like, start something new. But I will watch Dateline if John's not in the room.
Yeah. I have to, like, get in my bed and watch something so that I can fall asleep. Smelf. You hear about that show?
Oh, yes. I have. My next-door neighbor, who I love so much, who just moved to another area, worked on that.
Oh, really?
And he was telling me it's good.
Yeah, it's good. With Rosie O'Donnell's in it and this up-and-coming actress, comedian girl.
Is it good?
Yeah. I watched the first two episodes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Showtime, right?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. Yeah. I want to see that. So
all right.
We talked about Sword and Scale Rewind.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. We talked about Sword. Oh, and listen, 'tis the season. So if you guys want to get some deals on Corolla drinks, the 33 new wine that's called 33, there's a Chardonnay and there's a Cabernet.
Ooh.
It's going fast. We're only selling it online. And people are loving it. It's going fast. But
limited.
Yes. Limited edition. Limited run. And you'll have to figure out why it's called 33. But, yeah, go to Corolla Drinks. We have all these different deals and bundles. And that's it, right?
Cool, yeah. And we did a Patreon that will be out on Wednesday where I talked about a Instagram story. Has to do with Instagram and 12-year-old girls. And for some obvious reasons, I couldn't put it on the main show.
Yeah, but it was good.
Yeah. And thank you to everybody who's new to Patreon.
To Patreon.
Yeah.
And also, one other thing is it looks like we're going to be able to put out old episodes.
Yes, that's what we wanted to do.
I have a whole list of them.
Oh.
And I'll email them to you.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll pick some favorites. And we'll put them
Maybe
up on
we'll
Patreon.
Maybe we'll start that next week.
Yeah.
Put one up.
Yeah.
So for Patreon, we're going to – so they're like from like 5 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Old ones?
Old ones.
Do you find the one like My First Show?
Yes. I think that's in there. There's a ton of them.
Okay. Yeah. So a lot of you guys have been asking for that as a Patreon alternative. So vintage For Crying Out Loud, old episodes from the vault.
Yes. We're going to open the vault.
Yes. So for your $5 a month, we'll give you access to the old episodes. Also, we have a couple of new Patreon subscribers. And one in particular I wanted to tell you guys about because I just I love the nonprofit people. This is our newest one. Her name's Karen Flores. And she sent me this thing that she said she's lucky enough to volunteer for and be on the board of a company called Positive Impact. And it's paw, like P-A-W.
Like a dog paw.
Like a dog paw. Mm-hmm. And it's you will love this, Lynette. You got to go check this
impact out.
They take dogs. It says we take dogs from the shelter to juvenile detention centers and work with the residents there to teach them the proper way to care for and train dogs.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And she wrote, in an attempt to keep this message short, I cannot fully describe how amazing this program is and how in demand it is. And many other organizations would like to have, this is her saying, us visit them as the kids benefit immensely. But in order for that to happen, we need your help.
Okay.
So she's volunteers there.
Oh,
but
my
she's
God.
Paying $50 a month to get the message out about this company. And on, you can look them up on Facebook. They're called Positive Impact, P-A-W-S-I-T-I-V-E, Impact. And their website is positiveimpactca.org. Isn't that sweet? And
I
went,
love that. Writing it down.
Yeah,
I
went
it.
And dug around on the Facebook page, and it just seems like so
my heart.
Sweet. Yeah,
that's a great idea.
I know. I knew you'd like that.
I love it.
And
thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Karen. Yeah, we have a couple of new ones. Danielle Frazier, who has the Vantel Pearls that I did do shout out for her last week.
Mm-hmm.
They do live pearl parties where they pick a you pick a jewelry setting and they open an oyster to see what pearl is going to go in your jewelry.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. And
fun.
Yeah, where's her information? Vantel Pearls. Oh, her business page, sorry, is called Midwest Pearl Fest on Facebook.
Oh, cute.
So look that up. And
cute.
let's do our actual sponsor first.
And then
Nightstand.
Nightstand. NYTSTND is a nice way to keep everything organized on the side of your bed. You can plug in, everything will get charged. You plug in your iPad, your Apple Watch, whatever it is, you can plug it in. And it's got everything right there and it keeps it all organized. And I put it together with Natalia, and it's nice and simple, and it sits right next to your bed. And it's a two-day free shipping.
So you can get that item for Christmas.
Right.
Or Hanukkah.
Or Hanukkah, or, you know, whatever.
Kwanzaa.
For our listeners only, you get 15% off any order over $80 by using the promo code FCOL at checkout. So go to NYTSTND.com and get that perfect gift and use FCOL.
Totes.
Yeah.
I bought Harry's razors, by the way. They're not a sponsor. This is not an ad for them.
They're a great gift.
And I used the code FCOL to see if it would still work because they're not like – we're not doing ads for them right now. Totally worked.
Yay.
Got a super sweet deal.
Awesome.
John, honestly, and Harry's, if you're listening, which you're not because you're not advertising with us right now.
I love them.
I just love their – I use them. Yeah, me too.
Adam uses them and I
use
them.
So does LB. LB uses it. I use it. John uses it. And he was like, you know, I mean, I know you get stuff like from – but this one, honestly, like I want to subscribe because I want – because I love their – he loves it.
You should get him some third bra.
Third love.
Third
yeah.
love. Third love.
Elby, when it's time for her.
Yes.
Her first third love.
Aww.
Okay, but also our $50 a month peeps, we also have the Sip and Shine podcast, which is Tipsy History meets Unsolved Mysteries. They secret vices, reality TV, and all of their struggles while they nerd out. Look that up. As always, the Wayne Foundation.
Yes.
Which is a 501c nonprofit dedicated to getting girls out of sexual trafficking, which we know is important, close to our heart. And Jamie Walton runs it. She could use some donations. WayneFDN.org would be where you want to go to help out. Katie Burchett works with 31 Gifts. They offer stylish and versatile personalized products and gifts for you.
Ooh.
That sounds good because, you know, there's no more things – the things remembered is not in the malls as much anymore. So this could be like a good alternative to that.
That's cool.
Go to my31, spell it all out, .com / M Katie Burchett, B-U-R-C-H-E-T-T. So also Kristen Ross is new as well.
Hi, Kristen.
Newish. Baby Erge. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's she's going to give you – if you're in San Diego and you need – to rent some stuff for your baby. Like you don't want to travel with like all that crap.
Stuff,
so you can rent items like a full-size crib with linens.
That's great.
A double stroller.
Oh,
car seats. Whatever you need. Go to babyerge, B-A-B-I-E-R-G-E .com/ Kristen. K-R-I-S-T-I-N 119. Okay?
Okay.
And let's see. Ashley Duchesne, family photographer.
Oh,
she's out of San Diego, too. San Diego. You guys should hook up.
Mm-hmm.
While you're getting your photos done by Ashley, you can rent some baby stuff.
Yeah. She can take pictures of you doing it.
And she has a podcast called Photo Spark. And you can find her at Ashley Duchesne, D-U-C-H-E-N-E.com, and on Facebook and Insta. And Kate Marengo, Interior Chicago. It's a national online interior design service. She's at interiorchicago.com/interior-design. Kate Marengo. Find
and
out
she
more.
She knows her
Let
stuff,
her help you.
Too. Yeah. She's good.
And I'll do the rest
okay.
on Friday.
Thank you, Kaylin.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, huh. All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Thanks again. We're up all night again. We're up all night again.